Hello, my name is Haven Hopkins, and this is my very first podcast. In my podcast, I'm going to discuss the major positive and negative impacts that social media has on today's generation and how that impacts our ability to love and appreciate our personal selves. Social media is a very powerful tool, and it can have major impacts on our generation. Most of us use social media on a daily basis, whether it's Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, Snapchat, or even MySpace. These tools we've been given the gift of have a great significance in our lives for better or sometimes for worse. Social media can have incredible positive effects if used wisely. It's a great way to keep in touch with long-distance friends, keep up with family, or even run a business. Social media can be a saving grace in case of an emergency, such as a hurricane, like we had here last year, when the power is out, but you can check the news or watch the weather live on Facebook. Social media can have an incredible positive impact on community and connectivity. It brings communities together and can help connect people who wouldn't have made said connection otherwise. Social media can also be used to voice opinions and express oneself freely. The first negative impact or toxic trait of social media that we're going to discuss is that it's extremely addictive. I often find myself scrolling for hours on end, for absolutely no reason or simply because I'm bored, when I could have been doing laundry or homework or anything that's far more productive for that matter. But instead, I've once again procrastinated my daily tasks and catch up on everyone else's lives that I follow on social media. I have a terrible case of procrastination, and I know I'm not the only one. I've tried many ways to limit my social media use, once even deleting the apps altogether, but I always turn the settings off or just re-download the apps. Another problem that social media creates is self-image and self-love issues. I often find myself scrolling, wishing I could be more like him or more like her. We create this version of ourselves for the internet to see so that maybe we'll look like we have everything together. I know I don't. But in reality, it's all just a filter or a make-believe version that social media gets to see when we all live the same daily struggles of not wanting to get out of bed or not feeling all that pretty in front of the mirror. Whatever your struggle may be, we all have our own. My next question to ask you is, have you ever seen someone out in public, maybe at Target or your local coffee shop, and thought, hey, I follow them on Instagram or we're friends on Facebook, but you wouldn't dare speak to them because they don't know who you are or you only know them from the internet? Yeah, me too. Why do we do this? Why are we so into their lives on screen but aren't friendly enough to say hello when passing by the snack aisle in Target? We learn to live behind masks and only show what we want to be seen on the internet. So many times we see people out at dinner or in a public setting and they're glued to their tablet or their cell phone. We, as human beings, often take for granted the beautiful, incredible nature that's around us. We often spend time talking to someone on the phone or scroll away on Twitter instead of communicating with the people that are right in front of us, whether we are at dinner or hanging out with friends. Another major issue is that social media helps to fuel gossip. Everyone has a different view on the subject of gossip, but I believe you should not say something behind someone's back that you wouldn't want to say to their face. Gossip has obviously been a thing long before social media, but social media has been a way to become a simple outlet for gossip. People comment on people's Instagram photos or tweet or retweet things and talk terribly about other people and say things that they wouldn't say to their face and would only say behind their back or through a screen. I believe that you should always be kind. My last major issue with social media will be the creation of expectations. Sounds like a mouthful, but it's the worst. This one goes hand in hand with self-image. Social media creates expectations for us that we don't express, so therefore no one will know our expectations, and we're automatically disappointed when these expectations don't come true. We see a sweet boyfriend or girlfriend bring his significant other flowers or the cutest note. We want that, but how do we express it? We don't. We just get annoyed when things that we want to happen do not automatically happen for us, and we are let down from our self-created expectations. We see what others have and so quickly compare it to what we have, making ourselves think that what they have is incredible and what we have is just not good enough, when really, they are just like we are with creating a film or a version of ourselves for social media to see, and it isn't real. More often than not, the younger generation is more intrigued with the faraway world in the palm of our hands. Sometimes we all need to take a step back and put the electronics down, even for just a few hours, to take in what's right in front of us. Learn to give yourself time to unplug and live outside a little. My name is Haven Hopkins, and this has been my very first podcast on social media impacts. Thank you.